In today's news headlines, President Donald Trump on Friday morning made an announcement from the White House that he was declaring a national emergency to obtain the funds to build a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border.
So I'm going to be signing a national emergency, and it's been signed many times before. It's been signed by other presidents. From 1977 or so, it gave the presidents the power. There's rarely been a problem. They sign it. Nobody cares. I guess they weren't very exciting, but nobody cares. They sign it for far less important things in some cases, in many cases. We're talking about an invasion of our country with drugs, with human traffickers, with all types of criminals and gangs.
That's Trump on Friday morning announcing that he's declaring a national emergency to obtain funds for a border wall. The U.S. House of Representatives on Thursday evening passed a spending bill just hours after the Senate also passed it, funding the government for another year. The bill includes billions of dollars in so-called border security and $1.375 billion for 55 miles of fencing on the U.S.-Mexico border. President Donald Trump is expected to sign the bill into law later on Friday, the deadline for funding to run out. Speaking on the floor of the Senate, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said he supported Trump's plan to declare a national emergency to obtain the remainder of the $5.7 billion he has wanted to build a wall along the entire border.
I've just had an opportunity to speak with President Trump, and he, I would say to all my colleagues, has indicated he's prepared to sign the bill. He will also be issuing a national emergency declaration at the same time. And I've indicated to him that I'm going to support the national emergency declaration. So for all of my colleagues, the president will sign the bill.
That's Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell on Thursday indicating his support for Trump's declaration of a national emergency for border wall funding. According to AP, the White House is eyeing several funds from which the money could come, including disaster funds, counter-narcotic accounts, and military construction dollars. The disaster funds include money set aside for Houston and Puerto Rico's recovery from major hurricanes. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi reacted to the announcement, saying there was no national emergency at the border.
It's important to note that when the president declares this emergency, first of all, it's not an emergency, what's happening at the border. It's a humanitarian challenge to us. The president has tried to sell a bill of goods to American people. But putting that aside, just in terms of the president making an end run around Congress, here he said, let us respect what the committee will do, and then walks away from it. But in any event, the president is doing an end run about Congress, about the power of the purse. You've heard me say over and over again, Article 1, the legislative branch, the power of the purse, the power to declare war, many other powers listed in the Constitution, and, of course, the responsibility to have oversight. So the president is doing an end run around that.
That's Nancy Pelosi on Thursday. She also said, you want to talk about a national emergency? Let's talk about today, the first anniversary of another manifestation of the epidemic of gun violence in America, referring to the Parkland, Florida shooting that left more than a dozen high school students dead. That's a national emergency. A Democratic president could do that. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer joined his Democratic colleague in denouncing the idea of a national emergency declaration as well.
Declaring a national emergency would be a lawless act, a gross abuse of the power of the presidency, and a desperate attempt to distract from the fact that President Trump broke his core promise to have Mexico pay for the wall. It would be another demonstration of President Trump's naked contempt for the rule of law and congressional authority.
That's Democratic leader Chuck Schumer on Thursday. Activist groups around the country are readying mass protests in response to the emergency declaration. In other news, the Senate voted to approve former Attorney General William Barr to once more serve in the same position under the Trump administration. Barr was confirmed on Thursday 54-45, almost entirely along party lines, Republican Rand Paul voted against Barr, while three Democrats, Doug Jones of Alabama, Kirsten Sinema of Arizona, and Joe Manchin III of West Virginia, joined Republicans in voting for Barr. Barr will now directly oversee the special counsel's investigation into the Trump campaign. Andrew McCabe, former acting director of the FBI, in an interview on CBS's 60 Minutes, said on Thursday that officials at the Justice Department had considered using the 25th Amendment to oust President Trump over his firing of then-FBI director James Comey. McCabe has a new memoir that will be published next week called The Threat: How the FBI Protects America in the Age of Terror and Trump. He said in the interview, which is set to air on Sunday, quote, "I was very concerned that I was able to put the Russia case on absolutely solid ground in an indelible fashion, that were I removed quickly or reassigned or fired, that the case could not be closed or vanish in the night without a trace." Then Attorney General Jeff Sessions fired McCabe last March. Responding to reports of the interview, President Trump ranted on Twitter, "Disgraced FBI acting director Andrew McCabe pretends to be a poor little angel when in fact he was a big part of the crooked Hillary scandal and the Russia hoax." He added, "McCabe is a disgrace to the FBI and a disgrace to our country." The teacher strike in Denver, Colorado has ended after just 3 days. The Denver Classroom Teachers Association went on strike over stalled contract negotiations with Denver Public Schools and won $23 million in pay raises. Teachers will now get an average 11.7% pay increase, as well as cost of living increases. A merit pay system that had been put into place several years ago is also being overhauled. In order to pay for the raises, the district will remove some administrative positions in the central office and also end the practice of giving large bonuses to senior administrators in the district. It was the latest chapter in a wave of successful teacher strikes around the country. The online retail behemoth Amazon has pulled out of a high-profile proposal to build its new headquarters in New York City, leading activists to declare a huge victory. A massive pushback from progressive activist groups, in conjunction with some city officials, against the $3 billion in tax subsidies and incentives resulted in Amazon pulling out. New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio were among those pushing to bring Amazon to the area. In a statement, Amazon said, "A number of state and local politicians have made it clear that they will oppose our presence and will not work with us to build the type of relationships that are required to go forward." New York Congressional Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez hailed the Amazon withdrawal, saying, quote, "Anything is possible. Today was the day. A group of dedicated, everyday New Yorkers and their neighbors defeated Amazon's corporate greed, its worker exploitation, and the power of the richest man in the world." And that does it for our headlines today.